No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, and no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill. Today is the 15th day of June. Welcome, everyone. It's a joy to be here with you as we walk through the Word of God together in chronological order every day until we get through the Bible in its entirety. Today we're reading Psalm 134, and then we'll skip over to Psalm 146 and read through Psalm 150. Yesterday we started a brand new translation. Today we continue in the New Living Translation, Psalm chapter 134. O praise the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, you who serve at night in the house of the Lord. Lift your hands toward the sanctuary and praise the Lord. May the Lord who made heaven and earth bless you from Jerusalem. Psalm 146 through 150. Praise the Lord. Let all that I am praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God with my dying breath. Don't put your confidence in powerful people. There is no help for you there. When they breathe their last breath, they return to the earth, and all their plans die with them. But joyful are those who have the God of Israel as their helper, whose hope is in the Lord their God. He made heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them. He keeps every promise forever. He gives justice to the oppressed and food to the hungry. The Lord frees the prisoners. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are weighed down. The Lord loves the godly. The Lord protects the foreigners among us. He cares for the orphans and widows, but he frustrates the plans of the wicked. The Lord will reign forever. He will be your God, O Jerusalem, throughout the generations. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. How good to sing praises to our God. How delightful and how fitting. The Lord is rebuilding Jerusalem and bringing the exiles back to Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and bandages their wounds. He counts the stars and calls them all by name. How great is our Lord! His power is absolute. His understanding is beyond comprehension. The Lord supports the humble, but he brings the wicked down into the dust. Sing out your thanks to the Lord. Sing praises to our God with a harp. He covers the heavens with clouds, provides rain for the earth, and makes the grass grow in mountain pastures. He gives food to the wild animals and feeds the young ravens when they cry. He takes no pleasure in the strength of a horse or in human might. No, the Lord's delight is in those who fear him, those who put their hope in his unfailing love. Glorify the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. For he has strengthened the bars of your gates and blessed your children within your walls. He sends peace across your nation and satisfies your hunger with the finest wheat. He sends his orders to the world. How swiftly his word flies. He sends the snow like white wool. He scatters frost upon the ground like ashes. He hurls the hail like stones. Who can stand against his freezing cold? Then at his command, it all melts. He sends his winds and the ice thaws. He has revealed his words to Jacob, his decrees and regulations to Israel. He has not done this for any other nation. They do not know his regulations. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him from the skies. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all the armies of heaven. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you twinkling stars. Praise him, skies above. Praise him, vapors high above the clouds. Let every created thing give praise to the Lord. For he issued his command, and they came into being. He set them in place forever and ever. His decree will never be revoked. Praise the Lord from the earth, you creatures of the ocean depths, fire and hail, snow and clouds, wind and weather that obey him, mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all livestock, small scurrying animals and birds, kings of the earth and all people, rulers and judges of the earth, young men and young women, old men and children. Let them all praise the name of the Lord, for his name is very great. His glory towers over the earth and heaven. He has made his people strong, honoring his faithful ones, the people of Israel who are close to him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing his praises in the assembly of the faithful. O Israel, rejoice in your Maker. O people of Jerusalem, exult in your King. Praise his name with dancing, accompanied by tambourine and harp. For the Lord delights in his people. He crowns the humble with victory. Let the faithful rejoice that he honors them. Let them sing for joy as they lie on their beds. Let the praises of God be in their mouths and a sharp sword in their hands, to execute vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples, to bind their kings with shackles and their leaders with iron chains, to execute the judgment written against them. This is the glorious privilege of his faithful ones. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heaven. Praise him for his mighty works. Praise his unequaled greatness. Praise him with a blast of the ram's horn. Praise him with the lyre and harp. Praise him with the tambourine and dancing. Praise him with strings and flutes. Praise him with a clash of cymbals. Praise him with loud clanging cymbals. Let everything that breathes sing praises to the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay, so over the weekend we read the completion of the temple that Solomon built to the Lord, and we read his prayer of dedication on behalf of the people. And it's a continuous theme of Solomon asking God and declaring for God to hear the prayers and the cries of his people. And in essence, which is really fascinating, I never really paid attention to this before till the reading this year, Solomon, in his prayer, is asking God on behalf of the people that if when they sin, if they come to this place, which he has built as an act of worship toward God, to God, if the people sin and they come to the temple and they acknowledge their sin, but the interesting wording here is if they turn from their sins because you have punished them, then will they hear from heaven and will you forgive the sins of your servants, your people Israel? Solomon is asking God on behalf of the people that if they acknowledge their sin in this place that he has built, will God remember them and forgive them? In yesterday's reading, such a beautiful awareness for us to hold on to again today. Oh my God, may your eyes be open and your ears attentive to all the prayers made to you in this place. And when Solomon is finished praying, God's presence fills the temple. And I can imagine what that moment is when you are experiencing a physical and a real life display of God's presence. So much so that they fall face down on the ground and worship God, saying, "He is good. His faithful love endures forever." Which brings us to our reading today in the psalm that really gives clear direction on who should praise God, who should worship God, and what he should be worshiped for. advising us against putting our confidence, our faith in powerful people. There's no help for you there. And so if we really pay attention to the words in the psalm today, we see that everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Now, maybe we don't pay attention to how many living creations there are around us. I am acutely aware in the garden what is living and what is dead, what is a living organism and what is no longer living. There is no life. It has lived its course. There is no breath. It is dead. We as human beings cannot live without basic elements of nature and creation. We need air. We need oxygen. We need water. We need sunshine. Without those elements, there is no breath. There is no life for us as human beings. But everything that is a living organism also needs these elements, and I may be forgetting one. The wording today gives us a full picture of everything that has been given breath. Praise the Lord. How do we praise the Lord? We worship Him because of His faithfulness, because His faithful love endures forever. We worship Him for all that He has done for us, all that He has saved us from. We worship Him not for what He will give to us in the future if we worship Him, but because He alone is God and there is no one above Him or beside Him. Did you know that when we speak, when we say words, we cannot say those words without our breath, without breathing air? And sometimes we say too many words without taking a breath, and we lose our air capacity with what we speak, with our breathing out, our exhale as we speak words. Our inhale when we take a break so that we can speak again. We have the power of speaking life with those words, with that breath, and death. We read this in the Proverbs. We can curse God. We can bless God. We can worship God. And the way that we speak about God and the way that we speak to others as representatives, as ambassadors of Christ. We have a very great responsibility with this breath that God has given to us. And where there is breath, there is hope for every person, for their eyes to be opened and their ears to hear. But this reflection today comes for us personally, individually, as it always does. I cannot change anyone around me. I do have the power to influence them with my words, with my choices, with what I do, what I choose not to do. I can influence, but I cannot change anyone else as much as I wish I could. I've tried for far too long, and the work that I can do only solely is within my own heart. It's about 10 inches down from my eyes, maybe more than that, to the heart, the soil, the condition of my heart. What I say and what I do, is it worshiping and pleasing God with this breath that He has entrusted me with? Maybe this can be the reflection of each and every one of our hearts today. Jesus, we love You. We love Your word. We thank You for Your word. We worship You through every breath, every word, every action, every deed, by what we do, by what we leave undone, and we confess that we have not done this with our whole heart, and we ask you to forgive us, not them, us, me. Forgive me, God, for where I have failed you by failing others. Let me walk humbly, love justly, and show mercy. And may my life be a reflection that your unfailing love endures forever. I give you thanks and praise today, and I pray this all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Daily Audio Bible, that is home base, that is the free app, that is 2.0. Check it out. Lots of new and beautiful things there for you to check out. Community section, the testimonials, the store, so many new products that we have developed in this 2.0 for you to enhance your journey through the Bible. Coffee subscription, tea. Boy, there's some exciting things coming I wish I could talk to you about, but they're coming. If you would like to partner with us, thank you so much to each and every one of you for each and every partnership. We could not do this without you. And we sure are grateful that we do not have to. If you're giving by mail, DAB, P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174, or if you're giving through the app, hit the give icon up at the top right-hand section. And lastly, look for give on the website. If you need prayer, if you would like to pray for someone that's previously called in, several different ways for you to do so. 800-583-2164. That is the number for chronological. Or again, if you're utilizing the app, hit the red circle button. It's located next to the give icon at the top right. When you are finished, after 2 minutes, hit the red microphone, and right below that, hit the chronological icon on the right-hand side to ensure that your call will get to the right place. That is going to do it for me today. I'm Jill. I love you all. Until tomorrow, love one another.
Hello, DABC family. This is Mark, the baby doctor from Dayton, Ohio, calling in to pray for Sally in Alberta, Canada. I'm praying for your friend that just entered hospice, for the Lord to just visit the husband and daughter, for the Holy Spirit's presence to be with them through this process, and also for your mom, Margaret, who's battling some illnesses and you feel like it's just getting worse. I will keep remembering her in my prayers, Sally. Cynthia from upstate New York, praying that the Lord would guide the ophthalmologist on June 11th for your eye surgery, and that you would be able to continue providing care to your mom who's lost her vision. I pray for peace in your heart and confidence and faith, knowing that the Lord will be taking care of you. And then Leo in Salem, praying for your eye surgery and for your family. You had a brief request, but I just lifted that up as you were talking, and knowing that even today after the podcast ended, I continued praying for you, Leo. In Jesus' name, thank you, DABC family. Love you.
This is Tilly from Florida calling in on the 7th podcast for Ruth, for her son, who had a female friend who was in a hospital and I guess felt overwhelmed with things in life and her condition and took her own life. Father, I lift up this family and particularly his son who is grieving about the loss of his friend. And Lord God, there's not a whole lot that we can do to sugarcoat this stuff. except to ask for the comfort of the Holy Spirit. So we ask that in Jesus' name for this family. And not only this son, but also the family around this girl who is now grieving the very untimely loss of their daughter. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning, DABC family. This is Edie Marie from Northeast Ohio. Thank you all for all of your prayers and encouragement through all of this difficult time that I've been going through. On May 31st, Grandpa Scott went home to be with Jesus. On June 2nd, Cameron got to go on their wish trip. They went to a home in Amish country that was large enough for all of the family to come and surround Cameron and make beautiful memories together. And he had a few good days while we were there. And honestly, I prayed that he would get to go home and be with the Lord before the family left the house. And God honored that prayer. They were to check out yesterday on the 9th. And Cameron went to be with Jesus yesterday on the 9th at 4:30 a.m. Please continue to pray for his parents, Raymond and Jesse, and the rest of the family as they navigate now life without Cameron on this side of heaven and what it really means to be able to join him there. I love you all, and I thank the Hardin family for this platform and the opportunity to share our requests and petitions together. Thank you so much.
Good morning, everyone. This is Maya over at Palm Springs, California, mommy of Ella Angel. And I just wanted to reach out and just express our deep gratitude for the prayers that we've been receiving here at this platform. It just means so much to our little family and our loved ones, and Cynthia over in upstate New York, and Joyful in Virginia, and everyone who has been calling and just uplifting her. So far right now, we don't really have answers. Here in the Coachella Valley, there's a lot of physicians who are not really experienced with pediatric, and they're outsourcing, and hopefully we'll get some referrals going to Orange County, LA, Loma Linda area. And we're just hoping a physician can treat her. They're very skeptical here because of her age. She's so little, and you know how it is. People don't want to touch kids. So we're just hoping that if medical intervention is the way that we need to go, that we find a physician who's willing to perform some form of plastic surgery or something, because she's been keloiding. And oh, poor little girl, she's getting so itchy and restless at night, but she's so strong. She just keeps on pushing, and she has the best attitude. I feel like at this age, the innocence that surrounds them is their protection. And we're just so thankful for the fact that she has so much love. And we just want to pray for peace, and hopefully we find what the next step are for her, because she's just keloiding so bad. Thank you so much, everyone. God bless.